Iron Man was the first of two Disney-owned property references you'll hear today. Just you wait. See if the astute listener can figure out the second. Everything changes, and nothing stands still. At least that's what Heraclitus thought, who was a Greek philosopher from the 6th century BCE, and he built an entire philosophy around this very idea, that we can't escape change, that everything flows, everything moves, nothing remains the same. A common way of saying something like this is, you can't stand in the same river twice. Has anyone ever heard that phrase? That was actually Heraclitus too. Try as hard as we might, we simply are not in control of the ebbs and flows of life. Everything changes and nothing stands still. Yeah, we can make plans, and we love to make plans, and sometimes our plans actually come to fruition. But is any one of your lives exactly as you dreamed it would be when you were a child? Exactly as you imagined it? I'm willing to wager all the money in your wallets that your life isn't what you thought it would be. Sometimes the changes are for our good. They're better than we imagined. And sometimes, unfortunately, they feel more like a foul than fortune. But such is life. Everything changes and nothing stands still. And this is definitely the experience the apostles had with Jesus, a teacher whose teachings they could never nail down, a Messiah whose messianic actions didn't line up with their hopes and dreams of a new Davidic reign. Living, dying, rising, ascending, he never stood still. He was always on the move, sometimes literally. And this kind of uncertainty, this kind of transition, continued in the age after his ascension. Friends, Peter said, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection. So these apostles had lived with Judas. They had spent time with him. They had walked those dusty roads of ministry with him. And when the proverbial Last Supper came around, they simply couldn't fathom that one of the trusted 12 would betray the Lord. Sure, they kind of make it seem, in at least the Acts of the Apostles, that they knew what was going on. But remember the account. Not I, Lord, not I. You don't have to die. No way, no way. They couldn't imagine it. But one of them did. And his betrayal and his death left a gaping hole in their fellowship that needed to be filled. Everything changes. Nothing stands still. And stand still they didn't. They understood that one who had seen the Lord and walked with their company needed to take the place of Judas. And so, like good, pious, God-fearing men, they entered into a deep trance, connected mentally and spiritually through prayer and meditation in order to discern the specific man God was calling to join their fellowship. I think I got those details wrong. Yes, they prayed, and then they rolled the dice to see who the lucky one was. Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. I'll tell you, I absolutely love this story. The saints of old casting lots, taking a chance, playing the odds in order to determine who would be the next apostle. This approach, by the way, would have been infinitely cheaper as we were trying to figure out our new bishop. I've seen the budget, but I digress. You know, the apostles, it's like they knew something that we so easily forget. God is fundamentally a God of transition. When everything is changing, when all that we once hoped for is going the way of fantasy, when we are at a loss for solutions, God is there, present with us, nurturing us, speaking to us through even the most mundane things. Heraclitus had most of it right. Everything changes and nothing stands still. I think he just forgot to add nothing except the abiding presence of God. The God of the apostles, the God that was made flesh in Jesus, is not a God of the past. A God of memory, calling us to look backward to some gilded age of idyllic stability. I mean, history alone proves that there is no such thing. Our God is one who opens us to the possibilities of the future that are right here in our present. And we who relate to this God, well, we must learn to trust that which we cannot see and that which we cannot touch and that which we can't control. The transition the apostles found themselves in was fairly mundane, a choice between two worthy men to take his place among them. Your transition may not be as mundane. Maybe you're struggling to discern your identity, who you are, what your purpose is, what kind of person you want to be. Maybe you're facing the transition of aging, learning to relate to your body in new ways, being forced to reckon with your mortality in starkly confrontational ways. Maybe you are one of the many who are graduating into a new phase of life, unsure of what your next phase is going to bring. In all these things, God is present. And living faithfully in the midst of these transitions doesn't mean that we must wait for a voice from on high to dictate to us our next steps, because I think that happens rarely. What is required is that you trust that in whatever choices you make, God is present, abiding within you, dwelling within you, nurturing your mind and heart. "Never tell me the odds," once said the famous Karelian philosopher, Han Solo, convinced that there is nothing to fear in uncertainty. The apostles knew this too when they played the odds, firm in their belief that God was with them. So, roll your dice, cast your lots, play the odds, act, don't wait, for everything changes and nothing stands still. Trust that the same God who watched over the one who became Saint Matthias is watching over you. Amen.